on Daf Tezvava Med Aleph, around 12 lines from the top. Boy minei Rabbi Yochanan me Rabbi Yanai, Esrig Reish Hashanah Shaloi Emosai. This is Legabi Meiser. When do we cheshben the Reish Hashanah of an Esrig? And they said the Shaila was because before we had a Shaila Vengdos. If we assume that an Esrig you go Bosa Lakita, so then there'd be a Svara to say that it's like a Yerek, so you go, so that Rosh Hashanah Shaloi should be Tishrei. Fakir, the whole Cheshbin of Shvat is only a Cheshbin, as we mentioned yesterday, from the Pnei Yeshua, and I said that Turi Evin is also Ma'irah this. That the whole cheshbin of Shvat is because you go Bosa Chanota. The Chanota is from the Roiv Gishme by Shvat, Roiv Gishme Yashona, passed already, so we assume that the Chanota was from that year. But if you go Bosa Lakita, the cheshbin Lachaira should be, the Rosh Hashanah should be Tishrei. But we had, the Afalpika in the Gemara said that we go Bosa Shvat. Anyway, this was the Shaila. Boy mine Rabbi Yochanan me Rabbi Yanai Esrig Reish Hashanah Shaloi Emosai Amar Loi Shvat. Then he asked him a second shaila. Shvat de Chadoshim Oy Shvat de Tkufe. And Tosfos says Be'emison, the second kasha, since he had Rabbi Yochanan to ask him, was speaking about Shvat, so he asked him. This is not only by Esrig, Tosfos says, but Be'etzim, that what it says in the Mishnah, that Ilona is Reish Hashanah Shaloi is Shvat, Tesvav B'Shvat, does it mean Shvat the Chadoshim? Is it the Shvat of the Chodshei Halavone? Or Shvat the Tkufe? Or is it Shvat according to the Tkufe Sacham? Let us see what Rashi says. Shvat de Chadoshim shel Levona, oy Shvat de Tkufe Chama lesoif Shloishim shel Tkufas Tavis, Nichnas Shvat shel Chama. That we, this Dalet Tkufes Bashone, so 30 days after Tkufas Tavis begins, so then starts Tkufa, then that the Shvat of the Tkufe. There are 91 days in a Tkufa, so Tkufas Tavis, after 30 days, fangt sich an Shvat. Just to picture when Tkufa Shvat would be this year, December 5th was 60 days after Tkufas Tishrei. So Berach January 5th, January 6th would be the beginning of Tkufas Tavis. So February 6th would be Tkufas Shvat, which is Bemisin Chov Dalet Shvat. And then Chodshei HaChama. So yes, the Makashe, that what you go Boso Shvat, do we go Boso Shvat the Chadoshim? Or Shvat the Tkufa? We'll explain soon, this is a very Choshev Shailah. But let's just go a little further before we understand the lumdus of the shaila. Omalei de chadoshim. So he answered him, we go boso shvat de chadoshim, boso chotche elavone. If it's chotche elavone, that's shvat, that's what the Mishnah means. Boi minei rove me Rav Nachman, v'omri lo Rav Yochanan me Rav Yanai, hoiso shona mu'uberes mal. What is the halacha? If you have a Shana Mu'uberes. So usually Shvat is before Ado. That's the Chodesh before Ado. What if you have a Shana Mu'uberes? So Adarishin is before Ado Sheini. So the Ador is Ado Sheini. So now L'chayra Adarishin is B'mkayim Shvat. So do you say that the Rosh Hashanah of Ilonis will be Adarishin? Or do you say that the Rosh Hashanah of Ilonis will be Shvat? It's the same Shvat that always is. I mean, just like all years, which are not Shonais Mu'uboreis, you go Bosa Gobosel heistis, the Shvat of the Chadoshim. So by Shana Muberes, you also Gobosel the Shvat of Chadoshim. Let us see Rashi. Oiso Shana Muberes Mao. Eimesai Rashi Shana. Shvat hasamuch le Tavis. The Chodesh right after Tavis. I odorishin shu bemokim Shvat. Tozem acha roif shonim mi sheshmoi Shvat. Now, there's a ritva here that explains the shaila of the Gemara. Now, after the ritva, we'll see Taisvis also touches this nekude. But let us just appreciate what the shaila of the Gemara is. The first shaila of the Gemara was that do you go boso shvat de tkufe, or do you go the tkufes chame, or shvat of the chotshei halavona. Zokt the Ritve, misvare, if you'd ask us, he says, let us understand what is the reason you go, why is shvat reish ashana le'ilonis? So he mentioned before, the Gemara says, daf yudalet, because, bechot v'shvat reish ashana le'ilon, my time, omar rabbi loza, omar rabbi shia oil v'yotzu, roiv gishmei shana. That roiv of the gshamim of the year have passed already. So that's already the zman chanote, or we say the chanote comes from the roiv gishmei shone. So that is, that's when the shone starts. Zokta heleke ritve, so be'emesin shvat is, the yichus of shvat is because the roiv gishmei shone have passed already. Zokta ritve, the gishmei shone are dependent on the seasons. It's not dependent on the chotche halavono. Zokta ritve, mistome at shvatet kufe, shadinelei, shenichnas harbe minat kufe, va'ovru roiv gishmei shone. That means, roiv gishmei shone, if you want to know when roiv gishmei shone had passed, and that is why we go boso chanote, because forget after roiv gishmei shone, so we miyaches the chanote to the roiv gishmei shone. So this is the chanote from this year's rainfall. If before Shvat we say it's growing from the previous year, so al koponim the yichus of Shvat is because now I say it's from this year's rainfall. The rainfall is totally in the Shvat of Tkufa, it's not only the Shvat of the Chotshei Levonim. So it'd be very mistaver to say that we should go Boso Shvat at Tkufa. So the Ritve is Matim, the Gemara's Shaila. You should go Boso Shvat at Tkufa. What did the Gemara answer? That was the Kashe, that was the Shaila. But he told him, you go boso shvat alavone. Why? The Ritva doesn't tell us why. Now let's understand the next shaila of the Gemara. The next shaila of the Gemara was, b'shona meuberes, we have to know by a shona meuberes, the whole reason we're ma'abo the shona is because the seasons are lopsided. So b'shona meuberes, the gishme shona zicha, It will be in Adarishin. It won't be in Shvat. That's the whole reason we're adding another month. So the Bishanu Muberes of the Ritva al Haroiv, Afazmanim v'sidrei bereishish mishtanim v'gam chanotas ilonis. So Memelis of the Gemara asked Hashayla by Hashanu Muberes, you should not cheshbin with Shvat, you should cheshbin with Adarishin. Again, that was the Shayla of the Gemara. Also a beautiful svara. And the Gemara said, no, you go Basar Shvat the Chadoshim. So Al Kaponim, we have a very interesting Gemara. There were two Shailas in the Gemara, which the Svara Chitzayna was Mechayiv. That since the whole reason we say that Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Lilonois, is because Roiv Gishmei Hashanah had passed, Roiv Gishmei Hashone are dependent in the Shvatet Kufa. Roiv Gishmei Hashone and Hashone Muberes come about not by Shvat, it comes about by other Rishon. Afal Pike, the Gemara said, Mach nisch kein Cheshbeinis, and we go baso Shvat the Chodshei Alabonim. So we really have to understand our Gemara. The Shailas are beautiful. The Terutzim are difficult to understand. Let us see Taisus, and we'll come back to this. So the top Taisus is a Shvat et Kufis, so Taisus says, this Shaila mas nisen nami diktoni bechad b'shvat kaboy afogav de sholei be'esrig. The Shaila was asked by Esrig, but lamais, it's a Shaila without what it says Shvat in the Mishnah. The Chadoshim, fragt doch Taisus, now here Taisus already reels on the Shaila. Afal gav shebishul ha-peiris oilech acher ha-cham. Fregt doch Taisvis, the Shvat, the Tkufe, this brings about, this is memaher the bishul ha-peiris. This brings about the growth of the peiris. Shenema, Taisvis doesn't bring from an agricultural almanac, Taisvis brings from the posik. Mimeget vui shemesh, the posik says, that the tvue is nizgadl from the shemesh. So memeila sotake lechayre, you should go baser the shvatet kufes chamo. So Taisu says the posik ochenamik siv vimeged gerish yirochim. The posik says that the yareyach the levana also plays a role in the giddle of the. Of the peiris. So memela, don't bring a ray from the posik. The posik, the sun plays a role, the moon plays a role. Even though lechere the bechlal modne, the by us the shaila is the rain that's playing the role. The tali is gishmei ashone. Taisus talks with the sun and the moon lechere, but the gemara was toilet in gishmei ashone. The sam sefer asks on Taisus Rashi and Chumashed mimergish mimeged gerish yerochim. Is going on Kishuim and Diluyim. Yerokis, the moon plays a role. About the Pere Ha'ilon, the sun plays the role. He asks Akasha on what Taisvis Teretz is. And now Taisvis has a second Teretz, which is Mamish Sisrei Teire. Vigam Yisraelim Mainim Lelvona. And for Taisvis, you know, even the Chadoshim are counted most of the Lelvona. What is Taisus answering? The whole Inyan of Shvat is because we say that after Roiv Gishmei Shone pass, then it's the Ilone start being Chaynit. So Memele, that's what the Gemara said after Yudalit. So Taisus says, well, Yidin gain Bosa the Chotche Levona. Very good, but what's Hotach to the Peiris? We're talking about when the Peiris are Chaynet. The Peiris are Chaynet to Gishmei Ashonet, was Ketis Tzuntz. So there's a Meir Dik Echsam Sefer. So the Echsam Sefer says as follows. And on the second Gemara, he brings a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Noch mehr. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Shata bosa yarcha ozel, which means as follows, when you have a shana mu'beres, so the Gemara says, the seasons are, they're not normal. That means, all the time, let's say it starts getting cold in Cheshvin, so then now it gets cold in Tishrei. By a shana mu'beres, the seasons are, don't stim with the chotche elavone, fakert, it's, the seasons are dependent on the tkufa sachama. Zokter sam seifer as follows. The afal gav, the shate boso yarcha ozel, that means, so even though usually, shvat starts getting warm, shana mubere shvat is still cold. So he says that what the months are not, do not have the normal weather, that's ma she'enoi negeya l'toira. Whatever is not negeya to halachis, so then the it's oilam kimin hogenoig. Oilam kimin hogenoig. Umishim hochi. So that means that even though normally the chanota starts shvat, Shvat gets a little warm. Shvat roiv gishmei shana passed already. But an ashana mo'beres, Shvat, nothing's going to happen. You ask any person who's bucky in agriculture, he'll tell you, don't expect anything by Shvat. because it's a shana muberes. This year Shvat will be very cold. Umishimahachi zutter sam seifa misavkele le rab yechenim besugye. The kivin, the tzina v'keir bim kaima imedes, that since it's cold, when it's shvat, it's cold, shuben ilon is chaitim b'tesvav v'shvat de levona. That was the shayla of the Gemara. The chotshei levona does not change the seasons. The seasons is oilam kimin haginoi. In chotshei levona it's shvat, but the weather is not shvat weather. The weather is tevis weather, not shvat weather. By a shana muberes. That was the shaila from the Gemara. Uposhet lei. But what did the Gemara answer? The lei chenhu. It's going to be cold. And it'll have all the simonim of tevis. Ela de kivin de zed dova hanegeye le teraseinu akdoshe. But we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the chanota starts in Shvat. You'll ask a farmer, how could the chanota start in Shvat if it's cold today? Abu Vos, how could the chanota start in Shvat? Abu, the Mishnah says chanota starts in Shvat. So memele, meshubedes hateva leteire. So the teva is meshubed to the teire. V'dineho, v'chointin ha'ilonai, so the chanota will be kemoi b'roi v'ashonim b'shvat ha'samuch leteivis. The chanota will be shvat hasamuch leteves. Ay, this shvat is very cold. Umisha oimel leshemen v'yadlik oimel lechoimetz v'yadlik. Who told you that there's a cause and effect? That you know why it's chaynet? Because it's warm. It's warm most of the time. It's warm. So you think because it's warm it's chaynet. But al pi halacha, since the Mishnah says that the hilchis chanota, the Rosh Hashanah of Ilonis, is totally in the chanota of Shvat, so in Hashanah Muberes is going to be chanot in Shvat. V'hakoy lo yazik. That is what the Chassam Sofer says. So this is a Meiridiki Gemara over here, that the Gemara says, that the Gemara tells us this Yisod, that wherever it's Negeya, the Hilchei Satayre, so then the Teva is Meshubid to the Hilchei Satayre. I once heard from Rabbi Yankiv Zechayne Levroche that there was a Yid that lived in Valozhin and wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael. So before he left to Eretz Yisrael, he went to Rabbi Chaim Valozhin there and he wanted to bezeken zich, he wanted to go, he's going to Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Chaim Valozhin told him, b'shem oifen, you shouldn't go to Eretz Yisrael. He says, because this Yid suffered from a pleurisy, from a lung sickness. He told them, he said, this is a machlekes ha-poiskim, if this is matrif or not matrif. In Valozhin, the Rav was the Shagasarya. The Shagasarya held it's not matrif. In Valozhin, you can live. In Valozhin, you're not a treife. In Eretz Yisrael, the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael hold that it is matrif. In Eretz Yisrael, you won't live. But that's mamish this yesod, that the teva, dosok toch dechsam sofer, that the teva is meshubed to the hilchei satayre, and the yisod shteitach in unze gemara. Zog the gemara weiter. Anusug yinam. Oma rabbe, esreg bashishis shenichneses leshvius. Now, rabbe is talking about an esreg that the chanote was bashishis, the fruit first came out in the sixth year, and shenichnesol shviyis, and it grew in shviyis. So the shaila is, so what, does it have a din of a pri shishis? Does it have a din of a pri shviyis? So Rabbi said as follows, ptura min ha-maisa, it's potter for maisa. Now, let's just be moira. Ptura min ha-maisa, if we'd have a din of a pri shishis, it would be chayev b'maisa. Shishis is chayev b'maisa, shviyis is potter min ha-maisa. So he says, ptura min ha-maisa. So it would seem, you don't go bosa chanota, you go bosa lekita. And since the lekita was b'shviyis, so it's ptura min ha-maisa. That's what it would seem. Then he said, uptura min ha-bil. but there's no mitzvah's bia. Like this Peirah Shviyas is a mitzvah of bia. When kol olachayim in asode, kol olatvur min abayis, that means there's a certain zman you're allowed to keep the tvur, the Peirah Shviyas in your house, but when it's kol olachayim in asode, after a certain zman, you have to be mevayrit from your house. That's Hilchah Shviyas. Uptura min abia. This Esrig is Potter min abia. Now, this alone is contradictory. Here we're saying that it has Hilchah Shviyas in its Potter min amaisa. So you don't go Bosa the Chanoti, you go Bosa the Lakita, which was B'Shviyas. And right afterwards he says it's Ptura min abia, so you go Bosa Chanoti. So that's a problem. Let's go a little further. Ubas Shviyas Shenichnasa L'Shminis. What if you'll have another situation that an esrig was choinet b'shviyis and it was nilkat b'shminis? So here he says ptura b'maisa, you go b'sa chanote, the chanote was b'shviyis, it's potem in a maisa, v'chayeves b'bil, and it's chayev b'bil. So the emesin, let's just analyze these four halachas. The last two halachas tell us that you go basa chanote. So if it was choinet b'shviyis and nilkat b'shminis, it has dinei shviyis on it. It's potom in amaisa, it's chayev b'bia. That's the last two halachas. You go basa chanote. The first halacha, potom in amaisa, tells us that you go basa lekite. It was chonat b'shishis in Nilkat B'Shviyas, he says, Potem in the Ma'is, he said, go Bosa Lakita. So, L'chayre, we have a stira, contradiction between the last two halachas and the first halacha. So, Amalei Abaye, so Abaye said, he saw this contradiction right away, but this contradiction didn't bother him. Bishloime Seife L'chumre. So, Abaye said, Rabbi, I understand these three halachas, I understand. What do I understand? I understand as follows. You didn't know, by Shviyas, do you go Bosa Chanote, Bosa Lekite? You didn't know what the din is. You were Mesupik if you go Bosa Chanote or Bosa Lekite. Therefore, there's a Shaila, Ayim Mechuyiv, to be Mafkir the Peiris. No, if it's a Shviyas to Kepeiri, you have to be Mafkir it. If it's not a Shviyas to Kepeiri, you don't have to be mafkid. And you didn't know if you go Bosa Chanot or Bosa Lakita. So therefore, the last two halachas are as follows. A Peiri was choinit b'Shviyas. No, if you go Bosa Chanot, you have to be mafkid. So yes, Gerov. No, do I have to be mafkid? Gerov will tell you yes, you have to be mafkid. It's a Sofik, it's a Shviyas is a deraisa. You have to be mafkid. So memele, so therefore, if you have to be mafkid, so you said, chonat b'shviyas is potom in amaisa, because you have to be mafkirit. So b'shaz gidula, you are mafkirit, it's hefker. You ask a shayla chonat b'shviyas if there's dinei bir on it, so you say, yes, sofik deraisa l'chumre. There are dinei bir, you have to assume that you go bosa chanota, so you say there's dinei bir. So the last two halachas that you said you go Bosa Chanote, Chonat B'Shviyas, you said is Potem in Amaisa, which means you're Mechuyev to be Mavkeret. Chonat B'Shviyas is Chayev B'Bir, which means that Dine Shviyas Achalanet. So these last two halachas could be because you were Mesupik if you go Bosa Chanote or Bosa Lekite. So you said you have to be machmer, and that you have to be mekayim all dine shviyas on an esrig. So chonat b'shviyas, you're mafker. Chonat b'shviyas is chayiv b'bir. The first halacha you said chonat b'shishis and nilkat b'shviyas, so there you had a fakeltas of it. Maybe I have to be mafkerit because you go bosa lekite. So you said you have to be mafkerit, so therefore it's potom in a maisa. So these three halachas, Abaye said, I understand. Even though they're stiridik. The last two halachas, you go basa chanote. The first halacha, you go basa lekita. I understand you. There's no kasha. Because you're mesupik. So you went lechumre. You went lechumre by Shvius Bosa Lekita, you went Lechumra by Shvius Bosa Chanota. So Memela, these three halachas, I understand, Abaye told him. Bishloime Seifel Lechumra, and Memela, it's not a stira to the first thing you said, that Chonat Beshishis Venilkat Beshvius is Potom in a Maisa. It's Potom in a Maisa because you have to be Matkarit. And Hefker is Potom in a Maisa. But, Ptura min Abiyo, this I don't understand already. You said that if it was Chonat Beshishis and Nilkat Beshvius, it's Potom in Abiyo. I don't understand this. Now you're not consistent. If you're Mesubik, if you go Basel Lekitas, it should be Chayim Abiyo. Aloreish Ptura min Abiyo Amai. Damrin and Zilbosa Chanote. If you hold Take, you Take go, there's no Sovik by you. You hold Zilbosa Chanote. Ihochi Techayev Bemaisa. So then if you hold Take, that you go, Beikradin Bosa Chanote. So then I understand these last three dinner, but then the first thing I don't understand. So why is Chonat Beshishis Venilkat Beshvius? Why is it Potom in a Maisa? It should be Chayev Bemaisa. Because it's a pre-shishis, there's no chiyuv to be mafkerit, so it should be chayev b'maisa. Yochi techayev b'maisa. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Omar Rabbe, esrig b'shishis, shechonta b'shishis. The chanota was b'shishis, ptura min ha-maisa, lekamei meforish taime de kula milso, the reasons of all these halachas. Omalay Abaye, Bishloy Mesefe de Kaamrit, Bashviish Shenichnesa Lashminis Pturamina Maisa. That what you said in the Sefer, that Shviish Shenichnesa Lashminis is Pturamina Maisa, Alme Nohogebo Kedushish Shviish. We see you hold that there's Kedushish Shviish, it was Tchonat Beshviish. Umechayev levkure, and you say you mechuyev to be mavkere. And therefore, vevkere pturim yamaisa. Therefore, you said chonat beshishis, it's potom in a maisa, because hefker is potom in a maisa. The mashme would seem from this, the oslas bo bosa chanota leinyan hefker shviyas. It seems you go bosa chanota, that you, if we have a shayla, the peire was chonat beshviyas and nilkat beshminis, to what year are we meyachas the peri? So it seems from you we go bosa chanota. Ulinyim bir nami, by bir also kedeka amrit, it's also consistent. Chayovim be bir. Kol hach seife, so this seife, that you say clearly that you go bosa chanota, Avol gav de sosro lo le reishe, even though this is a stira to the reishe, that the reishe said if the chanota was beshishis and the lakita was beshvius, you said your potom in a maise, the komut bashishis and nichnes ol shvius pturim in a maise, the hefkehu, mishum shvius, alma bosa lakita ozlesbo, from here we see that you hold you go bosa lakita linyin shvius. The ilav de shvius nogibole have a miftere, if you would not hold that Shvius is noyeg by chonat b'shishis v'nilkat b'shvius, it wouldn't have been potom in a maisa. The hefkere de Shvius potolom in maisa. The only reason it's potom in a maisa is because she mafkeret. K'desanye b'mechilte, v'ochlu evyoine amecha v'yisram teichol chayes asode, which is a pasuk that's speaking about Shvius. So the Mechilta darshens, Machaya oicheles a ptura min a maisa, just like a chaya doesn't have to be mafrish maisa, of Odom Potter. It seems that the svara of the Mechilta is because it's hefke. Holoi have kashali. So Abaye said, this didn't bother me. Da amina, I assumed, svuki misavkeloch, you yourself did not know. Ios linen be esrig bosor chanote linen shvius. Do you go bosor chanote? That was the last two cases. Godal be shvius v'nilkat b'shminis. Oy bosor lekite. Or do you go bosor lekite kemoy be maisa? Just like an esrig. Gamliel says by maisa you go bosor lekite. So maybe you are mesubik. Maybe by shvius you also go bosor lekite. But Ozlus Lechumre, and therefore I understand you that you went Lechumre both ways. Why? The Shvius the Eraisi. Shvius is a Isser the Eraisi. Pusveika de reise lochumre. So therefore, these three halachas I understand. Eloreishe de siyamtabo. But the second thing you said, ptura min abir, de kulo, amai, domrinen zilbosachanote. So al kocher, if you say it's ptura min abir, so we see that you're not mesupik. So we see that you hold, you go bosachanot ashmat alombo. The loim is afkeloch. That you're not mesupik, you go bosachanot, umaskona de reishe. So umaskona de reishe, the last thing in the reishe that says, nechnat beshishis venilkat beshviyis is potom in abil. The sefer that says that nechnat beshviyis venilkat beshminis, is potom in a mais and chai bebir. Maskon in the reish, we call the sefer chataimu, the pshita loch, the bosa chanotos linen. If that is the case, yochi de loy misavke, we loy nogish vi is basrik bashishis, you're not misupik, and you hold that chonat bashishis is Chonat b'shishis is does not have dinei shviyis. B'zoit is chayiv b'maisa. The lot hefker who? It's not hefker. So if it's not hefker, so then it should be chayiv b'maisa. That was Abaye's kasha. He asked Rabbi Mamonovshech, you're not consistent. If you hold b'teiris vaday, then you go b'asar chanotem. So then chonat b'shishis v'nilkat b'shviyis should be chayiv b'maisa. If you're misupik, if you go b'asar chanotem or b'asar lekitem, so then, chonat b'shishis v'nilkat b'shviyis should be chayiv b'bir, misofik, maybe you go b'asolakit. So what did Rabbi tell him? Omalei, so Rabbi told him, no, I hold you, zich, I'm not misofik, I hold you go b'asolakit. So you go b'asolakit, so the whole problem is, why is chonat b'shishis v'nilkat b'shviyis potom min ha-mais, it's not hefker, there's no dinei shviyis on it. So he told him, you're right. But you know why it's potom min ha-mais? Yad ha-keul mimashmishim bo. Va'at amre techayev b'mais? So let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, yad ha-keul mimashmishim bo, nehei deloy mechayev lafkure. He says, you're right. Since it's chonat b'shishis, it's not a perishel shviyis. You're not chayiv to be mafkid. It's yours. But I know gibor shviyis. There's no dinei shviyis on it. Miu. But let's look practically. Kol sodois upardeisais efkerein b'shviyis. Abul amaisa, practically speaking, the doors are open. Everything is efker. So there's no special shmira on this esrig. Everything is hefka. Everyone comes in. Everyone is takes whatever he feels like taking. So Rabbi told them, this is not halachically, you don't have to be mafkerit. 100%. It's a perishishis. But we're not speak, but let's speak practically, not halachically. Practically, since everything is hefker, everyone is going into the fields, mahandelt zich mit ha moinam, so the moinam don't differentiate that this tree lemaisa, since it was chonat b'shishis, it's not an ilon shel shviyis. So the lemaisa, it's practically it's hefker. The people help themselves to the esrig. They take the esrig. They don't make cheshbonis. So practically, it is hefker. So therefore, if it's hefker, it's potom min ha-mais. Even though halachically, it's not, you're not mechuyev to be mafkeret. And the hefker comes about through the ignorance of the hamoinam. Obo lemaise, they're ignorant, and that's facts of life. So memela, so it's hefker. So it's potom min ha-mais. That is how Rabbi explained his halacha. So the Emerson so comes out like this, that Rabbi holds by an esrig, l'gabi hilche shviyish, you go boso chanote. So a pri shishish, shen nechnat b'shishish, v'nilkat b'shviyish, is really not a shviyish peiri, it's a shishish peiri. and you should really make adimi mechuyev b'maisa. But since practically it is hefker, so maybe that's why it's potter mina maisa. V'Rav Hamnuna Omar, and on this nekude, Rav Hamnuna was choylek on Rabbi. Rav Hamnuna also held that you go bosa chanote. Rav Hamnuna Omar, bashishis shenichnesa l'shviyis, la'oilam shishis, it has dine shishis. And what does la'oilam shishis means? That it's potter mina bir, and it's chayev b'maisa. This diktaire that since people take it illegally, that makes it hefke, he didn't hold of such a thing. And the legal action will not be mishana the matzah of the esrig. The esrig halachically is not hefke. They have no right to take it. So memele, you have gaslonim here, but that's not called hefke. It's called the maise, it's your esrig, and they have no right to take it. So memele, so it has, Bashishish and Nichnesis Lishvis Loilam Shishis. It says a din of a pri shishis, it's potomina bio, and it's chayev bemaisa. Ubash shviis and ichnesis lishminis loilam shviis. Dobosachanote. So we see the Rav Hamnuna and Rabbi agree essentially that by an esrig legabe hilcha shviis you go bosachanote. There was only one machlokes between them. If you'll have a practical matzav of hefke, which is not halachically eisgehalten, will that make it hefke, yes or not? So Rabbah holds that makes it hefke, and Rav Hamnuna holds it doesn't make it hefke. Let us see what Rashi says. Zogt Rashi, Rav Hamnuna omar la'olam shishis, chayev b'maisa. It's chayev b'maisa. The kivin. The shviyis loy nogebo, since there's no dinei shviyis on it, because the chanota was beshishis, the lavev keira de malkehu, and the Rebbein Yishlom didn't say you have to be mafkirit, mishmush yad akul shebo, what people might take it, ain't ele gezel, that doesn't make it hefke, so they gaslonim. The ain't hefke koze ptura mina maisa, what people do illegally, it does not mishane the halacha. It's a very interesting tesef. I forgot with which tana it was speaking about, but the satana used to walk through someone else's field. So he once met a girl. So the girl asked him, "What are you walking through Yenim's field?" So she says. So he said, "Everyone walks through the field." So she told them, Gazlonim Shekemoischa. What should you walk through the field? They're Gazlonim. They walk through, so you're also walking through. You have no, what people do does not mean that's mutter. Gazlonim Shekemoischa. So that's Rav Hamnuna held. Rav Hamnuna held that what people go and take the esrig. That's not, halachically, they don't have any right to take it. That doesn't make it hefke. They're Gazlonim. Ein ele gezel. Ein hefke kazer peturim in amais. Zok de Gemara weiter. Meisvei, so the Gemara is a kasha, Rab Shimon ben Yehuda Oimer, Mishum Rab Shimon, Esroig bas shishis shenichneses l'shviis. And Esroig bas shishis shenichneses l'shviis, Ptura mina maisa. It's Ptura mina maisa. Oh, so this already, this is a kasha in Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna said, Esroig, Bashishish nechnesses l'shvi loylam shishish. It's chayiv b'maisa. Here Rab Shimon says klo. These were amiroim. Rab Hamnuna, Rab. Here we have a tan already. Esrig bashishish nechnesses l'shviis ptura mina maisa. It's potur mina maisa. Uptura mina bir. It's potur mina bir. So this vaystois in ganzen like Rab. So he explains himself. You know why it's not chayev b'maisa? Elim kein godal b'chiyev v'nilkat b'chiyev. And here, since the lekita is b'shona hashviz, and the shona hashviz, it is hefke, we'll see in Rashi, because the people take it for themselves. So memeilat potam in amaisa. So the reisha of Rav Shimon is akasha and Rav Hamnuna. Now let's see the Sefer. Ubas shviyis shenichneses lishminis, ptura min hamaisa, On this they all agree that it's Potter min ha-maisa, u-ptura min ha-bir, and it's Potter min ha-bir. Hadoz doch ha-shrek. Ptura min ha-bir, she-ein lecha dovo she-chayiv be-bir, elim kein godel b'shviyis v'nilkat b'shviyis. So here he says that it's Potter min ha-bir. Now this is already a stira to both of them. Both of them said that an esrig shenechnat b'shviyis v'nilkat b'shminis is chayiv b'bir, yigobos l'chanote. Rab Shimon says that it's potter min ha-bir because you need side chanote and side lekite in order to be mechayiv et b'bir. Elim kein godol b'shviyis v'nilkat b'shviyis. Zok de gemore reishe kashe l'rab hamnune. The reish of Rab Shimon that says that it's potter min ha-maisa is kashel Rav Amnune. Seife, the seife that says it's potter min ha-bir, kashe, bein l'rabe, bein l'Rav Amnune. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Meisvei, Rab Shimon ben Yehuda oime, hochi gasina lo betesefte. The Reisha, he said, is explaining why it is Potter min ha-maisa. It was Nechnat b'shishis and Nilkat b'shvi. So he said, you know why it's Potter? She'ein l'cho she'chayev b'maisa, elim kein godal b'chiyuv b'nilkat b'chiyuv. So that's why, since this was a Nilkat b'chiyuv, b'shas l'kita was hefker, so it's Potter min ha-maisa. B'seif ha-garsinin, she'ein l'cho she'chayev b'bir, elim kein godal b'shviyiz v'nilkat b'shviyiz. B'reish ha-demilsa, d'reish ha-vrab shemin yoiv taim ha-lepture d'maisa, explains why it's a Potter ha-maisa. L'fi she'itziyoi miklal shar ilonis. He has to explain himself. All ilonis she'go boso chanote, sholcho bo'acha chanote. Lefikach uskach litain tam ledvor, vashminin kerabe. The af al gav the laf hefke de malkohu, even though he's not mechuyev to be mafkeret, because you go boso chanotin, it's a peri shishis, but even the saif saif yadakil, memashmishim bo pture min ha-maisa. So it's part of the lepture, yeah. So that's why it is pture min ha-maisa. See, it explained that even though it's a peri shishis, but since it wasn't nilkat, since it wasn't nilkat bechiyev, so it's potter min ha-maisa. Leptura de-bir le-yitzach le-michtach taime. Why it's potter from bir, it's poshet. Le-afkemidin shari lones. It's like any other tree. You go bosa shishis. There's lina ba bosa chanote. V'seife yoiv taime leptura de-bir. The seife, Rav Shimon has to explain, since the chanota was b'shviyis, why is it a potter from Abir? So p'tura de ma'isa shmina time, it lechavu chachome b'ma'isa, ken godol b'chiyev v'nilkat b'chiyev, v'zele godol b'chiyev. Since the gidl was b'shviyis, so was godol, was hefker b'shas the gidl. So he says, why is it potter min Abir, ken godol b'shviyis v'nilkat b'shviyis? The This means when everything occurred in Shviyas. The Chanota was b'Shviyas, the Lakita was b'Shviyas. Seife kashe bein l'rabe bein l'rav hamnune. Tatavayu bosa Chanota ozli b'Shviyas. Both of them held you go bosa Chanota. Uba shviyis shenichnas al shminis chayevis bebir. The lepoli gavam nuna ad rabbe elu beba shishis shenichnas al shviyis. The rabbe says it's potter min ha-maisa and rabbe nuna says it's chayev b'maisa. So we have here now a kashe on rav hamnune and rabbe from atane rab shimin. Emphat the gemore, you're right, rab shimin is not like Rab Shimon and the Reish is not like Rav Hamnune. Rab Shimon and the Seif is not like both of them. But I have news for you. There's a machlekes tanoim in this. There are tanoim which are like them. Tanoi, the sanya we learned in Abaraisa, Omar Rab Yosef of Tulmes, Heyid Mishum Chamisha Zekeinim, Esraig Acha Lekitosoi Lemaisa, and esrig you go bosa lekita lemaisa. Rabbi Seinu nimnu be'ushe ve'omru achele kitosoi bein le'maisa bein le'shviyis. Rabbi Seinu said that by shviyis she also go bosa le'kita. So it seems that shviyis man de'chash may, who's talking about shviyis? By Lakita they say the same. And Nimnu, that by Shviyas also. What does the Tanakhama say by Shviyas? And by the Gemara, Chesuri Mechsere, in the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yossi Avtumis, there's missing a few words. V'hochik Toni. Esrig Acha Lakitosoi Limaisa. Rabbi Yossi Avtumis said as follows. Esrig, by Dine Maisa, you go Bosa Lakita. Va'achel chanota l'shviyis. But legabe ilche shviyis, you go bosa chanota. Rabbi seinu, nimnu be'ushe, achel kitosoi, bein le'maisa, bein le'shviyis. Al koponim, we have here Rabbi Yossi Avtumis that said that an esrig, you go bosa chanota. Whatever the chanota is, that's what you go. So Memele, so that is exactly what Rabbi and Rav Hamnuna held. They held you go Bosa Chanota. That's what they held. Rav Shimon doesn't hold like them. The Nimnu Berusha doesn't hold like them. But what is? They are Kaponim. You can't slug them up. There's a Tane that does hold like them. And that is Rabbi Yossi of Tumis. So that is the Maskonas HaGemara. Let us see. Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Tanoihi, Hai Tane Poligalai. You're right. Rab Shimon disagrees with Rabin Rav Hamnune. Abo v'tana chine koi kevose. But there's another Tana that holds like that. V'sanye ochi garsinim b'tesefte de mesech eshviyis. Oma Rab Yoisi avtumes heyid mishum chamisha zekeinim Esrik achel lekita lemaisa, and hilchas maisa you go bosa lekita. But Rabbi Yisrael nimnu berusha v'gomu esrik achel lekita bein lemaisa bein leshviyis. So the Gemara is shviyis man dechar shmai. The koma imnu alei Rabbi Yisrael that they came to a minyan and dechaylik on Rabbi Yosef Tumas. Al meikem on the polik. Who disagrees by shviyis? Who's talking about shviyis? So the Gemara answers, Chsuri Mechsere Vahochik Tonim. Omar Rab Yoisi Avetumis, Heyid Mishim Chamisha Zekeinim Esrig Acha Lekitim, Lemaisa, by Hilchis Maisa, you go Bosa Lekita. Acha Chanota Leshviyis, Hilchis Shviyis, you go Bosa Chanota. Rabbi Seinu Nimnu Bousha Begomru, Esrig Acha Lekita, Bein Lemaisa, Bein l'shviyas. You go all the way Bosa l'kita. Vachi perusha. So Rashi says this is pshat. Esrig, the Rabbi Yosef Tuma told us as follows. Esrig achel l'kita l'maisa. And dine maisa. L'inyin chodosh v'yoshon. You want to know which maisa is from the, which esrig is from the previous year. Which esrig is from this year? His linya chodosh v'yoshon, you go bosa l'kita. If it was picked before chamishasa b'shvat, it's yoshon. After chamishasa b'shvat, it's chodosh. Linya shniya nichneses l'shlishis. If you have a shayle, are you mafresh maisa sheni or maisa oni? Or shlishis l'revias, are you mafresh maisa oni or maisa sheni? You go bosa l'kita. Hilchis maisres, we go bosa l'kita. But, legabi hilchis shviyis, va'acha chanota l'shviyis, abodine shviyis, that you go bosa chanota. Bein lehefke, if you'll ask a shayla, am I mechuyev to be mafke this peri? So the Rav will answer you, it matters in which year the chanota was. If the chanota was b'shviyis, you're mechuyev to be mafke. If the chanota was b'shishis, you're not mechuyev to be mafke. Bein lebir, you'll ask a shayla, are there dinei bir b'shviyis on this peri? So he tells you the same shayla. You see when the chanota is. You have simple guidelines. Whenever the chanota was, that'll tell you if it's a pre-shviyis or a pre-shishis. Kishari lonis, this is similar to all other lonis. Oh, so therefore, Ubash Shvi'is, according to Rav Yosi of Tulmas, Ubash Shvi'is anichneses l'shminis, something that the Chanota was b'shvi'is and it was nilkat b'shminis, hefkeiru, yumachuyiv to be mafkerit, it's Chanota was b'shvi'is. There's a poitra min amaisa, so be part of an amaisa. The ilu in your maisa bishar shnei shavu an hilchis maisa, which are only pure maisa dikeshailas, osel bei rabbonim basel akita. Then you don't go basel akita. Lagabi chodosh v'yoshon, maisa sheni maisa oni. Mishum de darkeli godol kol mayim ki yerek. Vachim eforish bishmaisa kamaisa dikdushin fakert. Maisa hilchis maisa. To figure out which meiser, if it's chodesh or yoshon, so you go, since it's godol al kol mayim, it has a din of yerek, which is godol al kol mayim, and you go basa lakita. Avol l'shar dvorov, but l'gabi any other halacha, which is not a meiser dika halacha, shavol ilon basa chanote. So memele, so that is what Rav Yosi of Tulmas holds. L'gabi shviyis, it has ilchus ilon, and you go basa chanote. So memele, if you'll clarify, shayos mechuyev to be mafkeret, is he not mechuyev to be mafkeret? So the teretz is the matters in which year was the chanote was. Verabe verav amnunis vira like avtumis. They hold like avtumis. The omar basa chanote l'shviyis. You go basa chanote l'shviyis. Therefore, they said hilkach bashviyis. Shenichneses l'shminis. It's a shviyis to keperi. The chanota was b'shviyis. Chayev is bibir. So they held it's chayev bibir. Not like a pshimin that said yipotem in a bibir. They held you chayev bibir. You go b'sa chanota. U'bashishis hanichneses l'shviyis pturem in a bibir. That's potem in a bibir. The ozil b'sa chanota. You go b'sa chanota. And what is the machloikis between Rabbi and Rafune, or Miflik, Pligi, Rabbi, and Rabbi Amnune, b'milsei de avtumis b'ho? They both hold like Rabbi Yosi avtumis, that you go b'osta chanota. But the machloikis is if there was chonat b'shishis, v'nilkat b'shviyis, is Rav Amnun esov akivin de ptura min abir, since according to Rav Yosi of Tumis, it's potom min abir, because he has a din of a pri shishish, chayeves b'maisa, so it's chayev b'maisa. The lav hefkeire de malke, it doesn't have a din of hefkeire de malke. The Rabbi Sovar, Soif Soif, Yad Akel Memashmishin, Umoide Avtumis, Deptura Minamaisa. Avtumis holds that it is Potter Minamaisa. Perhaps, to finish, let's just learn a little further the Gemara, so we'll finish this Sugya in this Nekude Gufe, but Esrik Hashishis Anichneses Lashvis. Itma. Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish Omri Talvayu Esrig Bas Shishis Shen Nichneso L'Shviyis La'Oilom Shishis. It has a din of Shishis, that means it's Chayev B'Maison, it's Potamin Abir. That is Mamish like Rav Hamnunen. Ki Osa Rovin Omar Rabbi Yochanan Esrig Bas Shishis Shen Nichneso L'Shviyis Afilu kezayis. That means that afilu in shishis, it was only a kezayis. It was a tiny esrig in shishis. Vinasis kikar, and now it became as large as a kikar. It's a tremendous esrig. So the esrig really grew in shviyis. In shishis it was a kezayis. Chayovin oleo mishum tevel. Yechayim alts tevel. That means even though 95% of this esrig grew in shviyis, but it doesn't matter. You look when the chanota was. The chanota was b'shishis, so it's peri shishis, it's chayim b'maisa, and therefore if you eat it, it's chayim nolo mishum tevel. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, lo'oilom shishis, chayeves b'maisa, Uptura min abir. Afilu kizayis, afilu godla b'shishis, ela ma'at. Veruba godlo b'shviyis ad shenase kike chayeves mishim tevel b'boso chanota ozlinen. Agav uche teisves on daf yudalad amit beis teisves mutchit sich what did Rabbi Yochanan say afilu kizayis. The bottom of the teisves we skipped it over yesterday ul shviyis umiyu kizayis vaday lav dafke. It doesn't have to be big like Isaiah's. Rabbi Yochanan Bosso Chanota also. So Taisus means it's, I feel it's much less than Isaiah's. Chanota is as soon as it comes out. That's called Chanota. V'shemo, Taisus, maybe Leichoshev Chanota be'esrig be'pochis mikizayis. Maybe we don't cheshbin, maybe the esrig is unique. That Kozman, it doesn't have a shear of a Kizayis, it's not even considered Chanota. Let us see Taisvis. Perhaps we won't have time for all the Taisvis in. Let us see the Taisvis Yad Akel Memash Mishimboi that Amrit Tischayev B'maisa. This is Amiridike Taisvis over here. And let us see this Taisvis. Rabbi had said that a esrik hashishis shenichnas leshviyis, even though you go basa chanote and it's a pre shishis, you are potam in a meiser because people it's hefker for the welt and shviyis, so therefore it is potam in a meiser. The Taisvis loy nokat hay time ela leman the oma la el shove le ilon lechol dovo kishar ilonis. The kulu moidu de bosa chanote afilu hochi pturim min hamaiser mitam yad akil memashmishin. The lemai de sova avtumis mishum chamisha zekenim ואסריג אחר לקיטה למייסה ואחר חנותה לשביעס להווה צורך לטעם זה לבין לעניין חודש ויושן ובין לעניין מייסה שני ועוני עוזל בוסה לקיטה. Now, let's just explain what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis says, אמרה דקזח, which is a pellet. We had מחלויקסין Esrik has different halachas. We had before, Rabbi Gamliel said, we had before machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Gamliel said, Esrik, legabi shviyis, you go bosa chanota, legabi meiser, you go bosa lekite. That's Rabbi Gamliel said. Rabbi Elazar said, Esrik, you go everything bosa chanota. Period. Now, Taisva says over here, let's speak oisim veinig. Taisva says that if you hold Esrig legabi meiser goes bosa lekite. So then, even though you hold legabi shviyis, you go bosa chanote, it will be potter min hameiser because by meiser you go bosa lekite. Now let's just understand this. This is a pella, which the Ritve, the Taisus Harosh brings down one teretz, the Rishash says Taisvis L'chair is very schwer. We have to understand what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis says, if by Meiser you go Bosa Lekite, so since the Lekite was B'Shviyis, it's Potter Mina Meiser. So B'Emesin, this is very schwer. Why is Shviyis Potter Mina Meiser? Rashi said Shviyis is Potter Mina Meiser because it's Hefker, because you're Mafkerit. So now let us think, if a Esrig was Chonat Bishishis and Nilkat Bishvius. So are you mechuyev to be mavkirit? Yes or no? So we say no. Legabi hilchishvius, you don't have to be mavkirit. It's a peirishishis. So it was Nilkat Bishvius. Very good. It was Nilkat Bishvius. But is this hefker? It's not hefker at all. Not mechuyev to be mavkirit. So why should it be potam in a maisa? Taisva says if you hold legabi meiser, you go bosa lekite. So then, even though legabi shviyis, you go bosa chanote, and esrik hanilkat be hanechnat beshishis venilkat beshviyis will be potam in a meiser. Zok the Ritve, it's not true.
even though you go basa likita legabi maisa, that means as follows. That if it's chodosh and yoshon, you go basa likita. Maisa sheni, maisa roni, you go basa likita. But something that's nilkat bishvius. So why should it be potam in a maisa? Shvius is potam in a maisa. The only reason Shvius is potam in a maisa because you have to be mafkiret. That's how Rashi learned also give. And if you say legabi hilchis Shvius, if you go bosa chanotes on esrik hanechnat b'shishis, a filo legabi maisa you go bosa likite. It should still be chayiv a maisa. That's what the Ritva, the Taisus HaRoshim on Teret and the Rashash Taina of Taisus. From Taisus we see a Moiradike Chiddush, and that's what the Magi and the Ritva wants to say. It's not poshut. That Taisus held that Shvius is potter min ha-maisa. Not because you have to be mafkirin. Hefker is also potter min ha-maisa. But Taisus held that Shvius alone without Dinei Hefker is also potter min ha-maisa. He wants to bring a mechilta, a drosha that says that. So memele, so then Taisvis is 100% correct. So Taisvis says, if we hold that an esri you go bosa likite, legabi maisa, so this is called legabi maisa a peiri shviyas. There's no hilcha shviyas on it, no kedusha shviyas on it, but this is a peiri of the seventh year. The seventh year is potam in a maisa, on cheshboinus, not because you have to be mafkeret. Shvius is potam in a maisa. So Memela, so Taisa said, so what's the problem over here? So if Rabbi would hold, like Rabbi Yossi of Tumis, like Rabbi Gamliel, that legabi maisa, you go, bosa, likite, so the minute I assume that legabi hilchis maisa, this is a peri of the seventh year, Shvius is potam in a maisa. So what's there to talk about? So therefore, Taisvis says that they all held, Sai Rabin, Sai Rabam Nuna held like Rabbi Elezer, that what? That Legabi Maisa, you also go Bosa Chanotem. Legabi Maisa, you also go Bosa Chanotem. So Legabi Hilchis Shviyas, it's a 60-year Esrig. Legabi Hilchis Maiser, it's a 60-year Esrig. So therefore, the Gemara is Takasha and Rabbi, so why is it Potem in a Maiser? So Rabbi de say is the teure, but since Yad Adam and Mashmishim boy, so that's why it is potam in a maisa.
I would like to correct. The name is Avtulmes, and Omar Rabbi Yosi Avtulmes said that Rabbi Yosi said b'shem Avtulmes, not Rabbi Yosi Avtulmes.